The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was about to go in on my HOA until I found out they can take my house. Good morning. Oh. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yeah, I had no idea that the HOA has that much power. What is an HOA? A homeowners association.
And they're a tyrannical government is what they are.
DJ Automatic, they are not. They're supposed to be taking care of things and making sure everything is fine. But I feel like we bought this house on the internet. I love my new house. I love the apartment, love the views. It's all great. But the HOA is not so good. Mm. There is a woman
Thorn in my side, dude.
Uh-oh. She does not like us. She has a lot of time on her hands to pay attention to what I'm doing. And we're charging our car. We have a plug-in hybrid, which is a regular plug. It's not one of those fancy
plugs. Like the same kind of plug you use for your cell phone.
And she sent me a message and she said, you can't do that. And I was like, all right, whatever. And of course I did it again. In fact, I might have received a few of those messages.
Uh-oh.
But I need to get from A to B. And yes, it uses gas, but gas prices not bueno. Despite what everybody says, they're not that good. So she ends up putting a padlock on our electrical outlet.
She literally locked the outlet.
I'm kind of on her side here, honestly.
What?
Anthony.
Yeah, she gave you guys multiple reasons to stop, and you guys keep doing
it. Okay, here, let me give you a little backstory. We're assigned parking spaces. Okay. I was in a parking space, and I was happy with that parking space. And then I talked to them. I said, you know what? I have a plug-in hybrid. It would be nice if I was next to an outlet, and I could plug in my car at night. And they were like, oh, let us move you. So they moved this guy who has the ginormous Tesla truck into that spot. And then they move us into this other spot that has a plug, and I'm plugging in. I'm happy. And then there's water that goes into that spot. So every morning I have to walk through a puddle to get to my car.
It's a lot, Anthony. It's a lot. And so now, though,
so the only reason I wanted to be in that parking spot was for the plug. And now they locked it. They literally padlocked the plug. And I was thinking, I'm going to go get some Freon and smash it.
No, we're not, because the HOA can take our home. Do you know they have all the power?
I found this out right now, so maybe I won't smash that.
No, but you're not going to do that. We're going to talk to the president of the HOA, and we're going to have them work on getting the building upgraded for electric cars, because guess what?
Oh, my God.
50% of the people that park there have cars who need to be plugged in.
I think that's how the HOA gets you, because suddenly, all of a sudden, now you're doing HOA activities. Look
Anthony,
they got you.
That's what it is. I'm going to call
And I still got to pay every month.
I know. Gosh. You don't have to pay anything extra or anything like that at your apartment
complex,
Anthony?
No, survival of the fittest over there. First come, first serve.
Is that what it is? You park where you want. You do what you got to do.
There's only one rule. Is like, don't park where the retail space is or you're going to get towed.
That's it.
I wish there was only a padlock and not a tow truck right there. But other than that, it's the first come, first serve. So
yeah. Yeah, I miss those days, let me tell you. I'm starting to agree with you.
It's a tyrannical government over there, for real.
I'm starting to agree with you. I really am. But what you do with people in power who are obsessed with
this woman loves owning Dana,
right?
She owns me right now, too.
She loves
you. Flatter them.
Oh.
You flatter them. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to make friends with the president.
There it is.
And we're going to fire the HOA management. That's my goal.
Impeachment.
All right. So what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
An activity that's fun from your childhood to adulthood. It's National Sleepover Day.
Yeah. My nano said that ain't happening. Never, ever did I get to do a sleepover.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so one of DJ Automatic's good friends who's married called him for some advice. And of course, I'm listening and everybody's having this conversation. Her kids, 6 and 5, these boys, very close in age. They go to the same school. They're best friends. So they hang out at recess. They're all, they're playing. And a school called her to go in because of their behavior. Now, the boys are playing Star Wars.
Bad luck.
And they do lightsaber stuff. And
they got their
blasters. This is all pretend. This is all imagination. They don't have them in hand, but the actions that they're doing concern the school.
That could be alarming, because I think blasters are similar to, they could represent, firearms in a certain
maybe,
way.
So, maybe, you know. But let me tell you the rest of the story. Then they said, and they're drawing scary images. And she said, what kind of scary images? Well, they watch a lot of Goosebumps cartoon stuff. I don't know if it's Goosebumps exactly, but some kind of scary cartoons. And they're not really scary, but they have zombie images and things like that. So the boys are drawing
zombies.
You're drawing little zombies,
And they the school's play zombies, too.
This school is like, who are these weird kids? And I'm thinking to myself, I understand where the school is coming from, but I remember playing like
all
this
these
when
things.
I was little.
And I mean, obviously times are different. But the
why do you say that, DJ Automatic?
Because of everything that's happened with the schools. I mean,
are you afraid to say it?
No, there's been a lot of school shootings over the last, right, you know, 20 years.
It's uncomfortable though, yeah, right, to say
and
that.
I understand where these teachers are coming from, but at the same time, boys are going to be boys, and the fact that they're outside playing and actually having fun, they're not on an iPad, they're not on their phone, they're enjoying each other's time,
imagination.
They're like playing Star Wars. I get it, like what you said, Aunt.
Yeah, they can represent firearms.
Because if you don't know what they're playing, if you're just watching,
yeah,
with the lightsaber, who knows, maybe they've got a knife or something. We don't know, right? If you don't understand what the kids are doing. So the mom is torn. She's torn because, well, how does she tell her kids, don't use your imagination?
Well, that was the part.
That's where she is.
She said, she was like, I understand the Star Wars thing. I'm going to tell the kids you can't play Star Wars.
But why can't
anymore.
They?
They can't play cops and robbers anymore. You can't. There's just, it's the way the school is now because of everything that's happened. And then but at the same time, I don't like the fact that they're trying to make these little boys like docile little children. Like they just, that they're like trying to take all the boy stuff away from them because, I mean, in all reality, I'm sure they fear for themselves and they don't want that kind of action and that kind of energy around the school.
So are you torn, Otto? Because you've gone from left to right.
I don't know what to say because I'm understand what the teachers are saying, but at the same time, why can't these boys be little boys? Why can't they go and have fun? I mean, like they won't let them play zombies at lunch anymore because they say it represents monsters or something. Or evil, but they're basically playing tag.
That is what they're doing. And you keep saying little boys. I played lightsaber. We talked to Jesse Watt, our producer, yesterday. She's like, we played lightsaber. Everybody plays and pretends. And to be honest, I don't think we gave her a solid answer after we had that discussion. I do not want to take imagination and playtime away from kids. These kids are not bad children. They're just doing things that I don't know about anybody else, but I grew up playing lightsaber. I grew up playing...
I just feel like the school went overboard.
And I loved Goosebumps when I was little. I think I mentioned that at the beginning because I thought about the books. Do you remember the Goosebumps books?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I used to read and I would get a little scared, but it was fun scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was fun scared. And I think that's what these 5 and 6 year olds are doing. The fear, though, I do empathize because it's a reality now. There was once upon a time that maybe it was a once in a while thing. Now, every day, people must think, what if something happens? We used to do tornado drills. Now they do school shooter drills.
Maybe it's a situation where you kind of have to sit down and explain to the kids, you know, that Star Wars, to a certain extent, is an expression of art form. And it's all make-believe. If you can have that conversation
with them.
It's
make-believe. It's just make-believe.
And let them know that it's, you know, fake from, you know, position it however you can to these kids about the reality of what's going on. Without being, you know, you don't have to, you know, give them the blunt, honest truth
right.
of the problems of
and
America.
And Anthony, they're babies,
but,
right? They're 5 and 6.
I'll position that conversation to let them know, you know, the difference between imagination and reality a little bit.
The school's afraid that other parents were going to complain about these children because they're playing. It might be a little rough for them, and they're afraid that the parents are going to complain. I think more what you said, Automatic, they're afraid that these boys are going to grow up and end up being that type of
but
boy.
But they're not. They're just being
I
boys.
Know that.
And they're just being kids playing tag and playing cops and robbers, basically.
But you see the teachers, you understand how they
but
feel.
But at the same time, I do understand why the teachers would be afraid.
I wonder how a teacher would handle this. I don't know. How would a teacher handle a child playing like this? If you know it's Star Wars, are you going to tell them to stop? How do you tell a kid stop imagining? It doesn't make sense to me. Makes me fear even more that we're going to try to stop kids from just having normal playtime. That concerns me more than playing Star Wars. Maybe it's just me. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to tell you the story of Georgia Gardner and her little weenie dog. Her and her boyfriend and the weenie dog went camping. And everything's fine. And then she wakes up and the weenie dog is gone. Valerie is the name of the dog. Valerie's nowhere to be found. Now, she is distraught at this point, and I understand. I can't even imagine losing my pets. It is heartbreaking.
And you worried because it's a little weenie dog. You can't be out there
out in the wilderness.
Oh, in the wilderness.
Gosh. Oh my god.
Little weenie dog. So you know, days go by. They keep going back. They're searching for the weenie dog. Nothing. Valerie is nowhere to be found.
Probably thinking it was eaten by something else.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Did you know that thing? You know, an eagle's looking at like a little ding dong.
Oh,
like a little snackaroo.
A little hot dog out here.
The
in the, you know. Well, 529 days later, the little wiener, Valerie, was found. alive.
Yo, let's go.
And fatter than when she got lost.
Yeah.
So evidently, weenie dog, let me tell you something.
Valerie was out there living the good life, huh?
Yes.
Took a little sabbatical from the owner. I'm out.
I think, you know, and Georgia said, when I saw Valerie, I ran to her and I had tears in my eyes. I'm thinking Valerie was like, yeah, girl, I've been eating way better since I've not been with you. Why are you saving me? No, I'm sure she was just as equally excited. I was just stunned at the fact that a weenie dog could live that long in the wilderness.
This does sound like another plot for Secret Life of Pets.
It absolutely does.
Happened, dude. And you're just like, oh, but like the moment you get reunited with that dog, that has to be just such a blissful moment.
She was crying.
Because it's like a little weenie dog that had a little floppy ears.
Oh, so cute.
So her and her boyfriend, they took photos with the dog. They did a whole thing. And Valerie's back home safe and sound, a little scruffed up. She's got some scars. You know, she was out there battling.
And I think about right now, like I've lost my dog. When I had my dog, I lost him once. And that was just a tearjerker. And I've been with you guys when you guys lost, when you guys' dogs get out.
We have two huskies and huskies like to run. So every couple months, I feel like I've lost my dog. And it's a complete breakdown at the house. Everybody's got to go searching everywhere. I'm driving around the neighborhood.
And Otto will get mad and he'll say, forget these dogs. Never. And then he's like, oh my God, I found the dogs. Till 3 a.m. He's out there looking for the dogs.
The dogs are just always chilling no matter what. Yeah. They think it's a game every time.
You know how many times we found them? They're just underneath a tree, like lounging in the grass. I'm like, dogs, we've been everywhere looking for you. We've been right here.
When you're trying to get your dogs to stay still and they do a little thing where they put their paws on the ground and you know they're about to run, you're like, don't do it. Don't do it.
When you have huskies, we can't leave the gate open. Oh my God. They're like escape artists.
We had a time where this one girl, our dog Zeus, had gotten out and she found him and she took him home to the other side of the city. And then her mom came home and she was like, why do you have this husky? And she's like, I found him. And she's like,
You did not find that dog.
That's someone's dog. And the mom ended up bringing it back to us.
Oh, good people.
I know, but I kind of feel like maybe Zeus felt like Valerie because that little girl was feeding him all kinds of good stuff.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jennifer Lopez finally opening up. Really, about her divorce with Ben Affleck. I will tell you what she had to say and specifically what she told her kids right now after Anthony A gives us famous people's birthdays.
Comedian Desi Banks celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also have Ghostface Killah celebrating a birthday, Rosario Dawson, Shaboozy, and Billy Joel.
Oh my good Lord.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez sat down with Spanish publication El País and broke down how she told her twins, M and Max, how she and now ex-husband Ben Affleck were separating. And she said to them, this is very hard. We love each other very much. You know, he loves you. I know you love him. And we're going to maintain a relationship. And I will come out stronger on the other side of it. And she said she really is the happiest she's been in a long time. And this is the longest she's been single since I've ever known her. Since we've been talking about her.
Didn't she say that after her last divorce? I mean, this seems like a pattern.
No, she didn't. She didn't. She got married.
After
her last divorce, first she split with Ben Affleck, married Mark Anthony right away. Yeah. And then she got with whoever else and got married. And then she's never been alone.
But she probably has a lot of mental clarity because now she knows that it wasn't ever meant to be with Ben. That might have been in the back of her mind.
For 20 years, he was the one that got away.
As sad as it is, she is kind of set free mentally in a way.
Yes, and also Jennifer Garner told us all, he's not the guy you think he is. He's the guy that cheated on her with the nanny.
Is monogamy Ben Affleck's best trait? No. But do I like super cool Ben in 2025? He's back.
I do too, Anthony and Automatic.
Hopefully J-Lo has the same rebound as well too. I think she will.
I think she will too, but I like Ben Affleck, but he's the guy that everybody thinks is this good, faithful person, and he gets away with it. And Jennifer Lopez is painted as this serial wedding woman when she's just in love with monogamy. She wants to find someone who's going to be with
her. No, she's in love with the idea of being in love.
Yes, exactly.
Who thinks Ben Affleck is faithful? The only thing Affleck is faithful to is his vices. That's it. His smoking habit and his gambling. Yeah.